Tonight's comments from Rav Hirsch I'd like to share is a little different than almost all of the other comments we have seen, in that he normally is very focused on text and understanding the words and deriving his commentary to understanding based on the language that's used. Tonight I want to share a piece in which, again, I haven't seen very many times that he's done this, in which he quotes a Medrash, really a Gemara, more of a Gadita, and spends time addressing it, more what we would see in if we were studying the Maharal rather than Rav Hirsch. But so be it. The Medrash, the Gemara really that he's quoting, is based on the beginning of a Perek Chav Dalet. The Torah says after Avram finds a burial plot for his wife Sarah, he then turns to finding a wife for his son Yitzchak. And the way the Torah introduces the entire parsha of sending Eliezer off to find a wife is Avram Zakein Ba Bayamim. Avram had become elderly, coming advanced in days. Hashem Beirach Es Avraham Bakol. And Hashem had blessed Avraham Bakol with everything. Many commentators address what exactly it means that Hashem had blessed Avram Bakol with everything. We have Bakol, Mikol, Kol. Avram was Bakol. Yitzchak uses the language of Mikol, Yaakov, Kol. But what Avram's blood, what is included in that bracha? So the Gemara Maseches Bava Basra says three fascinating opinions. The Gemara says in the name of Rabbi Meir, you know what it means that he was blessed Bakol? That he did not have a daughter. That's what it meant to be blessed with everything, that he didn't have a daughter. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, just the opposite. To be blessed Bakol meant he did have a daughter. And then the Gemara says, after those two opinions, Acherim say, no, he had a daughter, and her name was Bakol. That's what it means. Hashem Berechas Avraham Bakol, with his daughter named Bakol. Very, very perplexing Gemara that Reb Meir should argue that to be blessed with everything means not to have a daughter. That's the greatest blessing that Avram could have. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he did have a daughter. He had a daughter named Bakol. So Rav Hirsch uncharacteristically goes through these opinions to explain what he understands it to mean. What does it mean, the first opinion of Reb Meir, not to have a daughter is the greatest blessing? What are we introducing right now? We're introducing the parsha in which Avram has to find a wife for his son Yitzchak. Now, whichever wife he's going to find, where are they going to live? She's going to leave her home, her environment, her father's approach, and be integrated into Yitzchak and Avram's home. That was complicated enough to find a girl who was ready and willing to do so, but that's doable. Imagine, Rev Hirsch explains to Rabbi Meir, imagine the great worry, the great pain Avram would have had he had a daughter, and he now needs to marry her into someone else's family, into some idolatrous environment and culture, and he would have to watch his own daughter be married into some other foreign, strange environment, and then his own grandchildren following in the path of this foreign approach and losing his own daughter and grandchildren to the whims of the time. Oh, that would be the greatest pain. And therefore, Rav Meir says, the greatest blessing that Avram had was that he didn't have to see that or deal with that. He didn't have any daughters that he would have to marry off to a foreign son-in-law from another culture. Rabbi Yehuda comes and says, no, the greatest blessing of Avram was that he was so powerful that he had a daughter, and it was still his daughter, and he was able to find a son-in-law who he could bring and would bridge the gap into the world at large, which was Avraham's mission of an Av Hamon Goyim, to be this beacon of light into the world, that it was through his daughter, Rabbi Yehuda says, that he found a son-in-law, and that son-in-law in their own home followed the traditions of Avram, and through that, he was able to find this method, this way into, so to speak, into the world around him. The third opinion, Acherim say, as Rav Hirsch understands it, now he had a daughter whose name was Bakol. Rav Hirsch explains that to mean, not that he literally had a daughter named Bakol, he didn't need a daughter to create that bridge. His daughter, so to speak, i.e. his daughter representing the bridge into the world around him, was Bakol, meaning the blessings that Hashem had bestowed upon Avram. When the world around him saw these blessings that Hashem had given him, saw what a world Avram had created, what a life he'd created, what it means to live with morality and ethics, to be that beacon of connection to Hashem, that was the daughter. So that the way Rav Hirsch understands that his daughter was named Bakol, the role that his daughter would have played in bridging himself to these other worlds was the blessings that Hashem gave him in which everyone wanted to be a part of that. And that's how Rav Hirsch understands these two, these three approaches of whether or not Avram was blessed not to have a daughter, to have a daughter, or his blessings of everything took the place of everything took the place of his daughter, to be able, all of them, to explain, making sure that he had his home and his vision was continued to the next generation.